The House Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. This morning is Friday, July 29th, 2005. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 17A. Good morning, Monica.
Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 17A establishes a 10-member task force on telecommunication law revision. Review changes in technology, pending federal law revisions, and the scope of PUC's authority to regulate telecommunications. PUC will staff the task force and reimburse 6 of the 10 members for expenses, and the other 4 members are legislative members that will be reimbursed out of the legislative budget. Very small fiscal on this, meet just a few times during the interim, and so there's no budgetary action needed.
No amendments.
Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 17 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Avakian moves Senate Bill 17A to the House Special Committee on Budget with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. Representative Avakian, would you carry the motion? Okay. Okay. We're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 17A. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 421B. Ms. Lamar.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have a memo in front of you basically describing that the bill requires the DCBS to establish building code administrative regions and to appoint staff for each region and to enforce state building codes within the region. There's a surcharge on permit and hourly charges to degrade the cost. The Senate Budget Committee amended the bill to add $320,634 in expenditure limitation and approved 3 positions and 2.25 FTE. There's no action required by this committee.
Okay. Just very quickly, I want to commend the advocates of Senate Bill 421B. They truly have stepped up to the plate and have worked very diligently to get us to this point at the end of session. This has been a 4-year venture, and I'm very pleased to see us at this point. So, Representative Avakian.
So there was no action needed.
I mean any amendment. We need it.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 421B to the full committee with due pass.
Representative Avakian moves Senate Bill 421B to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. I'll take this one.
Okay. And I guess we're on hold for a minute.
We're going to stand at ease until we find out the direction we need to take on Senate Bill 838. So with that, we're going to be in recess. And reopen up the House Special Committee on Budget, Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. We are going to go into a work session on Senate Bill 838A. Robin.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you had a hearing on this book, a work session on this bill yesterday. Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday. Sometime this week. Day before yesterday. So I won't go over the details of the bill. The LFO recommendation is that Senate Bill 838A be moved to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation.
Terrific. And just very quickly, I want to thank the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department, the Innovation Council, and ONAMI for the work that they have done, in addition to the 2 revenue chairs on both sides of the aisle. This definitely is a new direction, the start of a new direction for the state of Oregon, and perhaps a much needed new direction. And so with that, Representative Avakian.
If you don't mind, I want to add my comment to the record.
You bet.
And I'm going to be happy to help move the bill along, but do so with some very deep reservations, as I expressed the other day. But want to express them again, since we're creating a legislative record here. It appears very clear that the intent of the bill is to foster a deeper relationship between private industry and public enterprises, in this case the university system. And much good work has been put into this, much hard work has been put into this, with, I think, the greatest of intentions to benefit the state and the universities. And I have no criticism of that hard work and good intentions. My fear is that what we are doing first is that we're changing the real nature and purpose of public learning institutions, like our university system, which I think at its inception was really developed in order to provide something for a society, to educate people who would then leave those educational centers, go into free enterprise, and benefit society by participating in that way. And that what we are really doing now is we are nudging those public institutions to a more private type of entrepreneurial profit model. And when I look ahead 30, 40, 50 years after we've been down this road for that much longer, I have great fear that we will have changed the nature of those institutions so much that they really won't be the same kind of public entities that we intended them to be at the outset. And with that loss, we stand the risk of losing what I think is one of the greatest institutions that a government has ever given to a society, which is a place that you can have equal opportunity and equal access to go and learn. So with that caution, the second caution being that we, as a government, are moving ourselves too deeply into a free enterprise economy. That governments exist for reasons different than businesses exist. That we exist in order to provide guarantees to a society. That we don't exist in order to pick or choose between businesses that are competing against each other in a free enterprise market. And again, extrapolating 30, 40, 50 years out, I have great concerns about what a government becomes when it infuses itself into a competitive model, as opposed to remaining at an arm's length from that, so that its only commitment is to the people and not to individual private enterprises. And so while this bill, I think, has great intentions, I fear for where it leads us years from now in our efforts to capitalize the best we can for the moment. So the reason I wanted to put that on the record today is because the intent of the bill seems so clear to move us in what I consider that dangerous direction that I want my perception of that intent to be in the legislative record. With that caution, Mr. Chair, I will move that Senate Bill 838A be approved and passed on to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Avakian moves Senate Bill 838A to the House Special Committee on Budget. Under other comments, I just want to add my thoughts on this as well. I think it's very important that we put on the record the understanding of the chair, and that is that innovation takes place in many manners and has many, many applications. And for some, it may be molecular restructuring of chemicals, and for some of us, it may be robotic water lines for irrigation purposes. And I hope as we advance forward in creating this Oregon Innovation Council that we'll remember that Oregon is a very big state, a very diverse state with many different needs and with many different needs in terms of its application. Also, as I read this bill, I think it's so important that we keep all partners involved, especially when we're focusing on Oregon's emerging business with employees of less than 100. This panel here has made a substantial investment in small business. They've put on the record the importance of small business to the state of Oregon. This chair has taken arrows personally and professionally for my commitment to small business. I truly believe that is the right thing to do, and I'll continue to fight for small business because I think it's the right thing to do. And I hope the folks who will be implementing and working the Oregon Innovation Council realize that there are partners out there who can assist in this effort. So, with that said, Representative Avakian has moved. We have no other objections. So approved. So.
And Winter Cutter, you need to carry it.
I'll carry it.
Okay.
No, I was joking. I just wanted a few heart attacks to filter their way through the...
Seeing no other business before us, we are going to adjourn.
Thank you.